This is Soul Chronicles, and I'm your host, C. Boyd Motley. You know, the universe is funny. I had a moment today, and at first I was hesitant about recording this podcast because I was like, you know what, do I really want to get into this, being that I'm still kind of feeling away about things? But I was like, you know what, this is the perfect opportunity to share the experience and be transparent and hopefully get a little closer to you guys that are listening, so you understand that, you know, we both are going through some of the same things and have experienced some of the same issues and emotions. I recently found out that a job that I had been applied for, had been interviewed for, and got down to the final stages of, didn't pan out. And I know for some that may be, well, that's, you know, that's par for the course, that happens all the time. But in this particular situation, it was where I was going back to a previous employer and I was contacted about coming back. So I felt like, okay, this was a pretty good, I felt confident that I had a really good chance of getting the job and going back, because the circumstances for when I left were, you know, complicated, but it wasn't because of anything disastrous. I moved on because of trying to better my career, but whatever the case, there was an opportunity to go back and continue to grow from that point. And I sought to take it. So all through the course of the process, I continue, as I always continue, not because of this, but in general, I would ask the universe two things. First thing is, I always ask the universe to open the windows and doors and allow the blessings to pour in, whatever blessings they are for, whatever they are for me. The second one, this is the one that really is the doozy. I also ask the universe to remove anything and anyone that is hindering or getting in the way of me achieving the blessings or reaching the goals that I have set for myself. Now, when I say that, I always in the back of my mind think to myself, but what if the universe removes something that you have your heart set on or you have your mind set on? And then what? How are you going to respond to that? How are you going to deal with that emotion that comes up? And this was one of those things where I felt like it was a sure thing getting this job. So I kind of walked in that abundance and knowing that, okay, it's only a matter of time. I'll get the call. Bada bing, bada boom. Things will go that way. And when I got the news today that it did not pan out that way, you know, the first thing I felt, I immediately felt bad for the person who was sharing it with me, because they didn't know I didn't know. They figured that I had already been told by the company and that they were only coming asking a question that was already answered. So even in that moment, I was thinking about somebody else and I was like, you know what, that's terrible. But then I turned around and I immediately started that gremlin, that voice, you know, that worm tongue started rambling off in my head, going on about how you didn't deserve it, you shouldn't have got it, you weren't going to get it, you knew this wasn't going to happen. It was all this negativity was flooding in at that moment. And I had to catch myself, because I'm not going to lie, I was at a point right there where I was like, you know what, let me throw my hands up and just say, screw it. I'm tired. I'm done. I'm putting all this effort into stuff and nothing's coming of it. The fruition is not, I'm not seeing any fruit from any of my labors. And I was just ready to walk away from everything and say, forget it. And I gave myself a moment to sit in that pain, to wallow in that frustration, that disappointment. But having gone through the journey I've gone and dealing with the emotional growth that I've come to accept as part of that journey, I could not allow myself to sit there, knowing that that's some place of comfort. It's always been a place of comfort. Wallowing in misery, for many of us, is a place of comfort. And I knew that if I stayed there, I wasn't going to come out of that. I've already been through depression. I know what that feels like. And I knew immediately that if I sat there long enough, I would put that blanket of depression right back on, wrap it around me nice and tight, and stay there for a long time. But I chose to, rather than get angry about the situation, or allow the anger and frustration that I felt, disappointment that I felt to manifest any further. I decided to channel that energy into something else that would benefit me. And this is why I'm here today doing this pod, because I have been struggling trying to figure out what direction the universe wants me to move in. Where is my next venture going to be? And I've been talking to people, friends and family, and looking in different directions. And being a content creator is something that I really enjoy. Even though I have analysis paralysis and I procrastinate and I do all those negative things that aren't helping that go along very well, but it's something that I do enjoy when I am doing. And I recognize that this is another reminder that, you know what, you need to focus on doing what you love doing and not worrying about trying to make somebody else money. Focus on doing what sets on your heart to do, what's laid on your soul to do, and you'll be just fine. I chose to look at things and say, you know what? Let's not look, how can I make this setback a setup? Because that's what I think we fail to realize, that a lot of times in our lives, things happen for a reason. Doors close, windows close, so other doors or windows can open. And when we lose sight of that, that's when we find ourselves frustrated and miserable, angry and full of emotion that's not helping us do anything or achieve anything. Recognizing that your setbacks are in fact setups. If you change your perspective, that's the key. You have to know, you have to be cognizant of that, see it, and say, you know what? I'm not going to allow this circumstance to have me respond in a way that's not going to be productive. I can be upset about it. I can be angry. I can be disappointed and frustrated, but I can't allow those emotions to now govern my next move, my next actions. In your life, you're going to spend your time pivoting from one thing to the next. If a door closes, if there's a rock, obstacle, barrier, barricade, wall, whatever the case, you have to figure out a way to go around it. Sometimes the wall, getting around the wall, over the wall, through the wall, under the wall is a bit of a feat. But either way, it can be done. It may take some time, but it can be done. And the important thing is to remember that always bet on yourself. When nobody else will give you a chance, no one else will believe in you, always bet on yourself. It's a hard lesson to learn, it's critical. And recognizing that there are things that I want to achieve and there's finish lines I can see in the distance, I'm not going to get there if I'm standing here in misery, standing here angry and frustrated. Faith without works is dead is a something that's often quoted from the Bible. And it's absolutely true. You can believe in everything you want, but you're not going to get there from here if you don't move. If you're sitting in your chair and you want to go to California, you're not going to get there any faster sitting in the chair. You got to get up and start walking. You got to get up and start moving in that direction. When this thing happened earlier today, again, with all that I was processing, trying to figure out what to do next, I had to also remind myself that what's for me is for me. And perhaps things that I see or envision for me may in fact not be for me. And I have to accept the fact that the universe is going to show me what I need to see exactly when I need to see it. I don't have control over the time. I don't have control over the way or the method or the means. I don't have any control over that. I only have control over how I choose to respond to the environment around me. And that's what I want you to walk away from with this podcast, is understanding the importance of what's for you is for you, and that every setback can be a setup, depending on how you choose to look at it. Recognizing that within you is the strength and the courage and the ability to pivot, to get around whatever obstacle that is, that's all you need to focus on. Always bet on yourself. Know that you can achieve what you set out to achieve. Let me know in the comments below if you ever experienced anything like this, where you have been frustrated because of something you thought was going to occur, didn't occur. Meanwhile, the other blessing waiting for you around the corner was actually what you needed to have. This is Soul Chronicles.